have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two. The Beyond Defense family.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You see it coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problem, God slaughtered them all, the harder I bow. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to and see once I've already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
Through the years I want my own fight, no light. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer two lives, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Stay friends, I'm a dumb case, see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a child, and I eat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, I'm a left with a teeter. They find a man was loyal, still receiving. But Colorado, I'm still receiving. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this new with the floor. I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused in. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G-Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the head, off the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm much of the use it. Bruising, approving, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes expose to delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. To the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch. Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children. Just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation and Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision. It's intense. Looking at what the beyond is.
We are beyond nothing. We are beyond.
Beyond the fence. This one and I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I blast. I do this for real. Pretenders is tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book as a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears when I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication. Tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting. It's the jewels that's in your crown. Judge.
We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Oh.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? Yes, I'm smiling. I am smiling. I woke up this morning. I'm breathing. I'm healthy. I'm in the right state of mind. I got a great team. You know what? I got a beautiful family. Yes, I got a lot to smile about, even though circumstances happen in my life too. But that don't mean I can't come in here and I smile. That's right. So we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Shout out to the Relation family. We love you, we love you, we love you, we thank you. You know how we do. We already prayed for. That's how the Relation family work. Strong network, full of praise and awesome P time. We come on, we know their prayers are already answered, so we could just go straight in because we are covered. Just like that. That's right. Like my main man, the Jewels, say, just like that. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The funny, the comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
And the crowd goes wild for Tommy Two Toes. How your week been, brother?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, man. I just recently celebrated my 21st birthday. Times two plus
right.
Five. So, yes, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Yes, sir, man. That's what's up, man. And happy birthday to you, Tommy Two Toes. Definitely a blessing,
thank you,
man,
thank
just
you
to have
so,
you
baby.
Up here. Yes, sir, man. And, you know, just to have that birthday and knowing, man, that you're still blessed. You know, I see how you live your life, bro, and it's so inspiring. You don't allow life to you don't make excuses for life. And I love that about you, man, and to see you with such tenacity and how to live life abundantly and still go get yours. People just don't know, man, what you got to go through on a daily basis, and I see it, you know what I'm saying? So I salute you with both hands, King, and tell you I love you, brother. Happy birthday again, man, and you definitely are inspiration to me and many more, bro.
Hey, I appreciate you. I love you too, Coach David. But let me ask you, how was your weekend, man? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was beautiful. I had no complaints, man. You know what I'm saying? Spent time in the studio this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I did what I haven't done in a little while, watch football. I haven't really watched sports like I used to, but I watched me a little football with my classmates. You know, shout out to my classmates, and, you know, I spent time with my daughter and, you know, took her to eat and my mom. So things like that, man, it just, you know, my business, when you say handling business, you know, handling my family, my loved ones, my team, you know, all that is, that's what it's all about. That's handling business, you know what I'm saying? So that's how my week been.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, man, we got to go on with this show, you know what I'm saying? We got to, matter of fact, can I get another drum roll? She's back. Coach Shay, are you in the building?
Coach Shay is in the building, and I'm smiling. Thank you, David. I'm back in the building. What's up, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes and the Elations family? As always, thank you so much for being who you are to us, the Beyond the Fence family. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, everybody listening in, tuning in, and for those who are going to come on and maybe catch the replay of this, we love y'all. And the listeners, I missed y'all. So happy to be back.
And they definitely missed you, too. It's good to have you back. So, Coach, are you ready
Thank
for
you.
This wonderful show tonight?
I am, Coach David, I am. I'm excited, you know, for every topic that we have and, again, for the listeners to learn something new. And, you know, as we always say, just a different perspective of how, you know, just how we see things in life, how we read biblical principles and how to apply them to our lives. So I'm excited about that for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tonight, this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Solomon and God, you know, and 1 Kings chapter 3, right? I'm going to read a little bit of this out of the NIV version, you know what I'm saying? So 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 10, said the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. And what did he ask for? I'm only going to read that one thing because this is what he asked for. Wisdom. So in 11, it says, so God said to him, since you have asked for this wisdom and not for long life or wealth of yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment and administrating justice, I would do what you have asked. I would give you a wise and discerning heart so that there would never have been anyone like you, nor would there ever be. That's right. Watch this. In 13, in verse 13, it said, moreover, I would give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and give me my decrees and commands as David your father did, I would give you a long life. But then Solomon awoke, and he realized it had been a dream. But the important part is this. Solomon realized through that encounter that he did, it's important, especially as a king or ruler. Now, especially as a man, and you're supposed to be the ruler of your household, meaning the king of your household, not that you are a dictator, but a true leader. So Solomon had to realize through that encounter that he can't be selfish when it comes to his purpose, and you can't be selfish when it comes to your praying. He didn't ask for selfish gain. He only asked for enough to be able to be an asset to his community. So how much are we going to be an asset to our household? Are you an asset in your home, or are you a liability in your home? How are you living in your home? Are you adding? Because guess what? Sometimes you might not even take away, but you might stay where it's just stagnant. It's not going up or down. It's just going in a straight line. A straight line. Which really means you're not even living. You're just existing. So Solomon realized that. Poche, you want to expound on this subject?
I do. Coach David, we were talking about this a bit earlier today, and the basis for all of this really was just kind of how we've become so accustomed to how we do church. And really what we've been exercising as churchgoers or Christians or believers, whatever, you know, we're calling it nowadays, a lot of people have been taught how to pray. Right? Well, first and foremost, the Bible says when you pray, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? And so we've been taught these tangible prayers that people pray every single day. I've heard people say it like you said it you say it best, God being like a genie God to some people. You know, come on, God, like, if, you know, I'm going to steal some of Tommy Tuto's thunder. Like, we rolling the dice, and we saying, come on, God, give me that new car. Come on, God, baby needs some new shoes. Like, we like,
right.
Come on, God, you know what I need. But we've never thought about praying, even in Solomon's dream, praying for wisdom. And I know you'll get into this a little bit more, but the act of wisdom and how powerful it is, because even in that, what happened was, because he prayed for wisdom, then God said, I'm going to give you everything else, right? And so when we utilize these scriptures, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, and to the listeners, when we utilize these scriptures to implement or execute them in our everyday lives, we have to get to the very core. Going back again to Genesis 5, God creating us in his image and his likeness, how did God create us? Well, we talked about this a few weeks ago. God created us with emotions. God created us with good and evil. We know some people don't like hearing that. I ain't evil. Ain't no evil in me. So you ain't yelling at nobody when you in traffic. You don't get mad when you hangry. Right? Ain't nobody
right.
telling you to calm down. Ain't nobody telling you that you got, you know, you. So you get what I'm saying? So we try our best to be perfect in everything, but God gave us these emotions. God gave us a sense of ability to understand good and bad. Good and bad goes back into Adam and Eve. It goes back to, you know, so we got to look at how we recite these scriptures and how we execute the scriptures, how we implement and apply these scriptures to our lives. So when we're praying, my encouragement while you are here tonight with us, is for you to think about, what have I been praying about? What have I been praying about? I mean, if I've been praying about the car every single day, you know, and I'm telling somebody, the car is near me, the car is near. I know it is because I've been praying about this every day. Well, guess what? If you pray for wisdom, God will give you the knowledge on how to get the car and the wisdom on where to get it from. The knowledge
right.
of your, like the wisdom on how to use all of that. So it's kind of like, well, we're sitting here rolling the die on these prayers, and then we're saying, we want this, we want this. But here Solomon just said, give me wisdom, discernment. I want to understand the right, the wrong, the good, the bad. I want to understand that. Because guess what? You can get the car, and I don't know why I'm picking on the car tonight, Coach David, but you could get the car. Some people, you get a car, you don't even know how to start it up anymore. Right? You got the
right.
car. You trying to figure out what button I got to push to start it, because it ain't no key to go to it. But God will give the you will have the wisdom on, and understanding on that as well. Tommy Two Toes?
Hey, I don't know about y'all, but I will admit I am unfortunately a selfish prayer. Because I'm good at praying, Lord, please lower my child support. You know what I mean? And instead, I should be. hey, you know what I'm talking about, fellas. But what I'm saying, and Coach Shay, I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is I should be praying for the strength to accept whatever decision the judge gives me. That's what I should be praying for. But I'm gonna ask her. You know what I'm saying? Can you lower it down by 10%, please? But, you know, seriously, I need to pray for the strength and the understanding to be able to deal with situations a lot better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's true. People have to understand this. Here's the thing. When he asked for wisdom, it was so he can fulfill his purpose. Why? Because he's a king. Get what I'm saying? He's leading this nation of people who depends on him. So he want to be able, just like our president, we want our president to make great decisions. And we dog that president out if he don't fit our mode of thinking. That's why we got so much the Democrat, Republicans, you know, we got all this stuff and all these parties, right? And people going to side with the party. But here's the thing. Well, I want everybody to understand, our purpose should benefit others. Our gifts should benefit others. See, understand, he asked for the wisdom
so he will be a blessing to the people. He want to make great decisions for the people. It had absolutely nothing to do with him being a greater king.
Right.
It had nothing to do with that. The thing is, we have to realize we can never manipulate reality of ourselves. And what I mean is this. You can lie to whoever you want to. The only ones you can't lie to is yourself and God. And if you lie to yourself, you still know the truth behind that lie. You can never really lie to yourself because you still know that truth. It still stands. So here's the reality. Your heart and your thoughts and your motives will always line up. It will be good. Like when God created the heavens and earth, he said it was good. It's going to be good. And it's going to show through your character. And that's what Solomon wanted. It wasn't about people looking at him and telling him how great he is. No. This was something already inside him to lead the people the proper way. It is just like man's rulership. You follow God, your household shall follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be disobedience? Absolutely. That's a reality. The problem is we don't know how to deal with adversity well when it comes our way. And we literally all of us go through those moments where we fail at being sinless. We fail at disappointing one another. At some point in time, you're going to disappoint one another. So that's what the unselfishness is asking for wisdom. That's the blessing. Back to you, Coach Shay.
Coach David, you know, in reading the scripture even today, you know, it's not too many scriptures that really do get me excited. Some of them, you know, there's some rebuking, there's some that kind of get you to sit straight up. But this one here, this one really did kind of excite me because there are things that happen even before. You talked about the household. So that's why I started laughing because I'm like, you know, mm-hmm. He references his father David in this passage a lot. And he says, you honored my father. He's saying to God, you honored my father. And so it goes back to just kind of, you know, what happens before you ask about the household. How are we treating one another in the household? Solomon was raised in a way clearly that identified good character. Solomon was raised, he had to be raised in a home. You know, it goes back again to Joshua and Moses. But he was preceded by his dad already having favor, right? So even in that, it was almost like it was no question that he was for the people. Like he was for the people. It wasn't like, okay, well, what do you want? Even if it came in a dream, how many of y'all dream about, we laughed about this earlier, filet mignon. I'm going to have filet mignon. I'm going to live in this mansion. I'm going to live like this. I'm going to live like that. But you're never thinking about the people around you. And here's the thing, because so many people are around us not meaning us any good, you'll never know because you're so focused on what you desire for God to bless you with. On the other hand,
yes.
Do we realize that there's neighbors, that we have neighbors who are probably going through things on a daily, if you even pray for your neighborhood. It got that deep for me during the pandemic. I was praying for all of my neighbors. Why? Because I wasn't sure which ones lost their job. I wasn't sure which ones, you know, I wasn't sure which ones had businesses that closed up. I wasn't sure which ones weren't eating. But I remember while walking, praying for each household. And Coach David and Tommy Tutos, you know, I walk my neighborhood. These people don't know me from a can of paint. But, you know, they'll speak to me as if they do. not only that, how many of them thrived throughout the pandemic? How many of them I met because of businesses that they did have and almost lost because of our business? So we have to be so strategic even in that. Solomon cared about the people enough, but he also understood, I can't govern these people alone. I need to have wisdom. If you have businesses, if you have teams of people, even in your household, you have family. Look, the Bible says you got to know who you labor amongst. That means in your household too. That means in your household too. You got to know who you're laboring amongst at work. And so before you go in, even in Solomon's case, it was a dream, but he prayed for wisdom. He prayed for wisdom. Everything else came after that. God said, I will also give you what you have not prayed for. Riches and fame. We're going for the wrong thing when we're talking about prayer, but wisdom will even put you in the rooms with people that you would have never thought you could be in the rooms with. Wisdom will give you opportunities that you never thought you would even have an opportunity to do anything. You know how many people I talked to, and because they were wise in a decision, they got jobs that they knew they were not qualified for? And I'm covering it all, but wisdom covers everything. So we just have to be a bit more strategic in the way and stop coming out of this whole, like I said, rolling the die type of prayer. Like, we got to come outside of that. We got to come outside of it. Tommy Two Toes, back to you.
Apparently, I've been praying wrong this whole time, because when the pandemic hit, I'm praying for my neighbors that they stay 6 feet away from me. You know what I mean? And I need to pray differently. So, I'm just saying, I need to pray differently, and I apologize for that, man. I'm going to start praying tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to start praying differently. I got a couple of more simple prayers to get out first, but tomorrow, I'm going to start praying differently.
I mean, I can tell you, wisdom, you know, we're here on Elations Radio because of wisdom, Coach David. We're here today, so many years later, on Elations Radio because we utilized wisdom. And here's what we said to everybody before we even started. These are gifts that God blesses everybody with. You just have to exercise your right to say, I desire wisdom. We'll go back into the story because things happened. These things happened after Solomon woke up. There were a couple of episodes that happened that will show you how wisdom started to come out, right? But I do want to, Coach David, before we go to a quick break, I do want to provide a definition of wisdom as well, because I really want people to get an understanding of where we are with this, because I know everybody has their own, you know, definition, but I'm going to read definition. It says, what is the gift of wisdom? And I looked this up earlier today just because I knew we were going to talk about this, but it says, wisdom is a gift that allows a person to understand things from God's point of view. In other words, wisdom allows a person to recognize truth. Did y'all hear me? Wisdom allows a person to recognize truth. A person with the gift of wisdom is able to take this truth and use it to glorify God by choosing godly solutions and problems. That's just kind of the spiritual gift. But when we come back, I know that Coach David's going to talk to us a little bit about the wisdom, understanding knowledge, understanding and wisdom, getting knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. That's it, right, Coach David? Because I always get it twisted. I always get it twisted. Coach David, you want to
wisdom? We know what you mean. We know what you mean.
But But in that also, we're going to go ahead and take a music break, you guys, but I hope that this is really touching you and that you're starting to think about these prayers and that tonight you will pray for wisdom. And I want to see it in here on that Beyond the Radio page, the testimonies that come out of this as well. But we're going to go to a music break. So with that being said, where the music at?
Where the music at?
She had a dream that she could do it, and how she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, she was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh,
you can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it.
Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah. Beyond the fence.
Wake up.
You know? You ever been dreaming?
Wake up.
It just felt so real.
Wake up.
I want to stay in the dream, you know.
David, wake up.
Yeah, he want to rest in peace. He don't want to rest in pieces. And you wonder why he gave his life to Jesus. Ride with a Glock 9. Vest on. Bought his first kilo. It was stepped on. Police took his re-up. Now he down to an 8-ball. Stressed out smoking the weed. Drinking on 8-balls. 19 years old. Throwing them gang signs. Wrong frame of mind. Trying to stay in line. Mama preached to him. He didn't listen. Said the way that he living, he headed to prison. Thought she was tripping. This ain't the old days. Single mother keep understanding the old age. Yeah. Lily cop, oh yeah. Chopped the brick up. Then split it four ways.
took 4 days, he about to grind. Wake up, count signs.
She was just dreaming.
Sunday morning, breakfast in bed. Orange juice, toast, steaks and eggs. Kids jumping on the bed, daddy wake up. Thanking God for a pretty white gorgeous without the makeup. Pretty brown eyes, Holly Berry cut. Valentine's Day every day, he love her very much. Picnic at the park, take a walk in the whole hand. Thank God for the inner child, sticking on his grown man. It's time for church, mama told and she preaching. Plus he curious to see all the souls she be reaching. Kids be in bed, play fighting in the back. Told him sit down, clean up the act. But daddy have to come and teach him. Huge smile on his face, he don't want them to see it. They're just some awesome little children, he just can't believe it. It is a wonderful day, he like, thank you Jesus. Wake up, count time.
Cause he was just dreaming. Your blessing, you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of every religion, out of every
religion. More of a culture thing. When you were evil, you were evil. Can't compromise with the culture ring. Stay focused, feeling hopeless. Living in a broken dream. Stay woke, don't stay broke. Hit it with the shoulder lean.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benton, and the BDS Beyond the Radio comedian, Tommy Two Toes, is in the building. We're going to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsor. Shout-out to Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you heard that amazing voiceover at the start of the show, that was Paula G. If you are a business owner, entrepreneur, radio personality, if you are a trainer and you are looking for a quality voice over, we want you to look Paula G up at paulag@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Let her know the Beyond the Fence family sent you. Also, we want to give a great big shout out to the Beyond the Fence DJ G Will, G-Weezy is what I call him. If you are looking for a DJ in the Knoxville, Tennessee area and or the surrounding areas, look DJ G Will up at BeyondTheFence1@gmail.com, and you can find them on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner, FaulkNer. And last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
Yes, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company, making companies from zero to hero. I love it. I love it. I love it. If you are a new business or an existing business and you want to do something different with your business, let's talk business. We have so many different opportunities for business owners and people who are just looking to supplement their income, but you will have to go to the Facebook page at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. And you can also now find us on the website. Subscribe when you get there at letstalkbusiness.vonza. That's V as in Victor, O-N-Z as in Zebra, A.com. You can also get that information on Let's Talk Business page. David Benton, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to all our sponsors. We greatly appreciate you. So, back to Beyond the Radio. So,
the church are now open. This is Jesus' other brother. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Oh, man. Jesus' other brother.
Oh, my.
He's
going to
barge in, huh?
Yeah, man, that's been a while. I ain't got to be on here in a minute, man. I ain't been in a minute. I ain't gonna stay long, but I need to clear something up for y'all, man. Now, y'all know Jesus was a carpenter, right? Y'all know Jesus was a carpenter, right?
Oh,
he wasn't really a carpenter. He was a baker. He was first baking cookies and making angel food cake. I was the one who taught him how to do carpentry. I taught him how to measure, how to make tables and chairs. I did that.
Wow.
If it was left up to me or left up to him, you would have seen him baking cookies and muffins.
Wow. So you taught him how to be a carpenter.
I taught him everything he knows. Yes, I taught him how to be a carpenter. I did that.
Jesus, up.
He didn't know how
brother,
to.
I don't know what to say about that, brother.
Just say amen.
Amen.
Coach Jay, what's
amen. Amen.
We got a show to do, brother. Amen. We got a show to do, brother.
All right. Bye, y'all keep up the good work. And I'll see y'all in a couple of weeks, all right?
A couple of weeks?
Yes,
don't
sir.
You come back.
You got to announce yourself. You can't just be popping in on us. You got to announce yourself.
All right. I will come back
bye,
in a couple of weeks,
brother.
All right, I'll see y'all later.
Bye, Jesus of the brother.
That Jesus of the brother, he just come in when he want to. He just do what he want to do.
When he want to. Time to talk. What we going to do with him, brother? I don't know. We might need to promote him. We might need to promote him. You know, give him a little job.
I don't know what's going on with him.
The man said he the one taught Jesus everything about carpentry. He said Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Living God, was really a baker.
A baker.
He worked in the bakery. But I don't know. The Bible didn't say he worked in the bakery. But hey, man, you know, that's Jesus' other brother. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Man, if y'all just now tuning in, man, it's Beyond the Radio, Coach David Benton, Coach Shea Samuels, Tommy Two Toes, you know, that was just Jesus' other brother. You know, sometimes you got to forgive him for he not know what he do. That's right. So we're going to continue our show. If you just tuning in, we were talking about Solomon. And now, you know, 1 Kings 3 and 10, when God said, listen, man, what you want, I got you. And Solomon asked for wisdom, and God rewarded him abundantly. So, the beautiful thing about our purpose benefiting others, and one thing about, you know what? Solomon, as a king, because in the beginning, remember, they was, you know, Solomon was just the type man. He was just like, you know, he wanted this wisdom because he knew that his dad was a great man. And he like, man, them some big shoes to fill, right? That was some big shoes to fill. So for him to be able to fill these shoes or do greater things, what it was, he didn't want to disappoint the people. And watch this. He didn't want to disappoint his daddy's name. Why he didn't want to disappoint his daddy's name? Because he know God approved of his daddy. He know he's a replica of his daddy. He know how he been taught. Understand that we're talking about great leadership. He taught his son how to be great. He passed it down. Not just the kingdom, but information, knowledge, love, integrity. All those attributes. as a leader, as a father, he put it in his seed. So now his seed, he grows up, he want to be, he feels he's prepared for it, but you know the butterflies coming, he's a little nervous. That's just how life is, y'all. That's life, men and women of God, kings and queens. That's just how life is. Sometimes we get a little nervous. But you know what? He could have just said, I'm the king. It is what it is. It's my throne. I'm going to do it my way. Why do a lot of people feel that way? Because they feel entitled. That's the entitlement. Like somebody owe him something. That's one thing he didn't do as a king. He didn't focus on everybody clapping for him, cheering for him, Solomon, Solomon. He wasn't focused on that. No, he said, man, I know my dad has integrity. I know my dad had his flaws, his imperfections, but you know what? He still was a man after God's own heart. God approved of him, and I don't want to be a disappointment to my dad, because if I didn't be a disappointment to my dad, guess what? I'm definitely going to be a disappointment to God. And I don't want to be a disappointment. God, give me wisdom so I can be a great leader for the people. How many of us are just asking to just be greater tomorrow than we was yesterday for others? Our gifts, when everybody want to brag about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, well, that's for others. The only thing between you and God is speaking in tongues. And watch this. Nobody know what you're saying but you and God. That's what the Bible says. But prophecy, that's for others. The gifts of healing, that's for others. The gifts to just be a helper, that's for others. All these gifts is for others. Not for selfish gain. Not for somebody to look at you bigger than you really are so people can glorify you. Understand your worth, your value, and know who you are designed to be. And if you are unsure, men and women of God, if you are unsure, put yourself around a circle of people or community that is like-minded and going at least a direction to where you're going. Y'all all going to you're going to come to a disagreement every now and then. You're going to come to a disagreement. But the reality is you get around people who's like-minded enough to go at least where you're striving to go. Coach Shay, you want to expand on that?
Yes, I do. The circle, what you were talking about, the circle thing is definitely a blessing. I do know that, you know, in the streets, we used to say kind of birds of a feather flock together. You know, biblically, bad company corrupts good seed. And so, you know, you can be around a group of people who really don't believe in what they are, what they're praying for. Like they're all doing it, but may not believe it. And so you don't see manifestation happening in those groups of people. You don't see progression happening in those groups of people. You don't see anything positive happening in those groups of people. And so you do have to be around people who can get you to strive for more. People who are, you see them striving for more, so it makes you want to strive for more. Coach David, that took me to Mark 11:24. It says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. Not will receive it. It said, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And so this is how powerful this scripture is, because it's saying whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will have it. Or I'm sorry, believe that you have it, not will have it. Believe that you have it. So if you are praying for wisdom, believe that you have it. Here's why you can believe you have it, because it was already created on the inside of you.
Well, now.
You might not have been using it. You might not have been exercising it. But if you believe that you have it, you can believe it because you were made in God's image, right? So it's like you don't have to close your eyes and be like, I pray for wisdom. 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 This scripture here Mark 11:24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you received it. Why? Because you already have it. That's like somebody leaving an inheritance to you. If they left an inheritance and they said, granddaughter, grandson, daughter, son, you know, when I pass away, this whole house is going to be yours. If you trust the source, you're going to believe that the house is yours. You've already received it before you got it. So guess what? You live comfortably knowing that there's something already prepared for you, and that's what wisdom looks like for you. Coach David, back to you.
So, you want to expound on that? Yes. Like I said, I'm still feeling bad about my prayers that I've been doing, but from the studies today and the topic, I understand a lot more now that basically I already have what I prayed for. I need to pray that I use it wisely instead of praying for more. When I need to just be praying that I properly use the gifts that have already been given and believe in the prayer instead of just saying it and hope it happens. Know it's going to happen.
Yes, 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 yes. And, you know what, bro? What's amazing is it takes a lot of courage to come on the radio and say what you just said. And those are the type of people I want to be around, people who's honest and just know where they are in life. If you don't realize where you are realistically, people don't understand that. How you going to get to your destination if you don't know where you are currently? That's reality.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know, men and women of God, kings and queens, then you have so much brilliance. Understand that you do have good and bad in you. But your good can outweigh that bad. You're going to have moments of pain, sorrow. But understand your value and your greatness and where you can go in life. Understand who you are and where you can go, that you can be an asset to your community. When you are a loving person, you'll attach yourself to a loving people. And guess what? Iron really will be sharpening iron. Wisdom, you got to understand what wisdom really is. It's not all this other stuff that people is creating in their minds. It's this simple. Making great decisions based on knowledge. It's that simple. You can have knowledge with no wisdom, but you can't have wisdom with no knowledge. Because with wisdom, you're going to make great decisions. And see, watch this. You can have knowledge. You can know a lot, but that don't mean you're going to. That's why people break the law. It's called breaking the law. You know you're supposed to run that red light, but you ran it. And you're trying to hurry up. But you have the knowledge of what the red light is, and you have the knowledge of if I run this, it's a possibility that I could get a ticket for it. But we still do it. We're not using wisdom when we do that. You know, it's not a wise decision. So I just want to encourage everybody to be so unselfish in your prayer and with yourself and understand your value. See where you are so you'll know where you're going. And understand your gift is for others. It's not for you to boast, brag about. Yes, be proud, but there's a good proud and there's a bad proud. Just don't be the bad proud. Jose, you have some closing words?
Yeah, I love that that the word wisdom is considered a gift in this topic. A lot of people want to exercise their gifts of prophecy and their gifts of healing and their gifts of supernatural. And in the spiritual realm, everyone wants to utilize gifts that can be seen. But wisdom can do just exactly what Coach David was saying. Wisdom can definitely provide you an opportunity to be more than what anybody.
Oh, say, I think you got muted.
Level of wisdom. You said I'm muted?
No, you good now. You good again. We lost contact, which couldn't hear you.
Okay. So I love that wisdom is a gift that in this topic, wisdom is a gift. So I think that, you know, instead of utilizing the gifts that we know that people can see tangibly, if you guys didn't hear me, using gifts that people can see tangibly, like the gifts of, you know, I have a gift to heal people. I have a gift of prophecy. Mm-hmm. I have a gift of the supernatural. I have a gift to deliver people. But wisdom is also a gift that we can keep, that just keep continues to give. So my encouragement is to utilize that gift that you have of wisdom and allow it to continually give into people around you. Tommy Two Toes?
Yeah, I'm going to start praying more about what exactly I can do to help my community more instead of praying that my community helps me. Because if I utilize my gifts and give more on the back end, I'll actually receive. Because, you know, it's better to give than to receive. But also when it comes to my prayers, I'm going to start praying a lot differently.
Yeah. And, I think it's natural. You know what I'm saying? I really think it's natural. And that's one thing about it. We're trying to take you to the supernatural. We're trying to take you to the supernatural. Anytime you level up in your thinking, that's going to the next level. You know, and that's what we want to do, to the supernatural, because we're doing things, you know what I'm saying, that we're just accustomed to doing, because we have been programmed to think, pray, worship a certain way, instead of taking away from your natural self of who you are or who you designed to be. But all of us, every last one of you guys, are a supernatural being. Specifically created to be great on this planet. We're all here to serve each other, meaning we all have purpose, all have a gift. It's not about, listen, everyone, it's not about just you got the gift of healing and prophecy. Listen, you might just be a great cook. You know what? You might be a great electrician. You may be a great physician, a great teacher. And we always say, well, I ain't no rocket scientist. Well, you know what? That rocket scientist ain't this five-star chef. This rocket scientist ain't this teacher who's been working her butt off, flying knowledge and love into these kids, wanting them to grow up to become their independent self. To this crazy and crooked world. So every last one of you are designed for greatness. Let nobody tell you who you are not. You just go be. And I love y'all. You know, y'all go to the Beyond the Fence Facebook page. BeyondaFence. Go to the Beyond the Fence page. Go to the Instagram, the website. Check out all the Beyond the Fence artists. Shout out to every last Beyond the Fence artist: Miss Ama E. Levy, G. Will, Tommy Two Toes, The Jewel, myself, Shay Samuels, Blockstar, DB Jr., it's Dominica. Primo the Don, shout out to the family Major Life, We appreciate everybody. We love y'all. And thank everyone who tuned in. So with that being said, see you next week. So where the music? Where the music?
Where the music? Where the music?
I exalt your name above.